Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every Thursday, we come together as a community to get some stuff off our chests. And the great part about our community, our fellowship, it's undefined. However you find us, you are welcome. It's a big tent, folks. Every Thursday, it's Bleep You Thursday. Whatever you're mad about, get it off your chest. Phones are open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Let's start with Jamal in D.C. What's up, Jay? Who you mad at?
JP, B. Mitch, what's going on?
We good, brother, man. Where you been?
Man, I've been chilling, man. You know, enjoying from afar, man. But I'm gonna get on here and say, let's say Bleep You. First of all, I got a bone to pick with the NBA. It started with that damn lottery. I don't know how we ended up in 6, and they just mysteriously give Dallas the number one pick to go get Cooper after they gave up Luka. We know what's going on with that. Bleep y'all for that. And then Bleep. We sitting there last night watching the draft. Everyone's excited because Ace is falling. I'm like, oh, damn, it's about to happen. But then here comes Danny Ainge and the damn Utah Jazz to mess that up for us. So bleep y'all for that. Ace Bailey, enjoy your time in Utah because I imagine being rich anywhere is dope. But, I mean, you know, Utah, bro, I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you would much rather been here. And we all know that because the report came out, he wanted to be here. And in my opinion, that's half the battle. Finding a prospect that actually want to be with you, he was one of them. Bleep you. Hopefully Trey Johnson goes on to be well, but damn it, I wanted Ace. And while we on the Wizards, I got to speak about this Bama who used to play with us in Gilbert Arenas, man. I'm sure y'all talked about this crap he said about Kobe. Man, bro, I don't know what's up with Gilbert and the Kobe hate, man, but ever since this man has left the league, any chance he get to poop on Kobe, he takes very full advantage. Bro, please be quiet, Gilbert, okay? Bro, seriously, bro, we watched your whole career here with the Wizards up close and personal, and you was nothing but LeBron's biatch the entire time, brother, all right? So please be quiet, bro, seriously. You should hope that we speak about you the way we speak about Kobe, which we never will. And that's probably where the hate comes from, bro. Stop with all that, man. Bleep you too, brother. Thanks for taking my call.
Jamal, tremendous start to Bleep You
what
Thursday.
What the hell did he say about Kobe?
What? See if y'all can look that up. What did Gil say about Kobe?
He was saying that in 2002, they were talking about T-Mac and not Kobe. And he was arguing with Swaggy P. Because Swaggy P, it was basically...
You're talking about Nick Young?
Yes.
In the same sentence as Kobe and
McGrady? No. Nick Young was the one who was like, yo, you crazy. They wasn't talking about that, talking about T-Mac in 2002. It's always been Kobe. And then Gil and all the rest of the boys was like, we were there. We were in the league when it was happening. They were talking about T-Mac, and then it fueled. It was just a fire that raged from there.
When it was McGrady and Carter on the Raptors, that team was very much talked about. I remember watching them in the playoffs. That was a hell of a call from Jamal. I think the hot temps are getting Jamal hot and bothered. Bennett looks like he's got something to say. Bennett, you need to get something off your chest? You mad about something, buddy?
I'm mad about two things. kind of going off what you said about the Nats, like I was like, bleep you Nats for yesterday, because it seems like so many times a season there's a chance to win a series and nothing goes their way. They do not show up. Three hits, and I think what it was like 0-for-8 combined from CJ Abrams and James Wood yesterday, and then Mackenzie Gore throws a great game, and again it turns into another series loss. And then I was watching the NBA draft.
Hold on, pause real quick. All right, so your first bleep used to just the Nats overall.
The Nats offense.
Okay, pause. Now, Beamish, close your eyes. Please. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bennett.
My second one, I was just, you know.
Pause. Can you tell the difference between Bennett and White Brian?
Not really.
All right, please continue, Bennett / White Brian.
So I didn't like really realize, I guess this is a two-parter, but the NBA draft, you know, you were explaining that because the NBA season technically hasn't started, you couldn't tell which players were getting traded and then the wrong hats. So bleep you NBA draft coverage for that. But also, I was just really mad at the New Orleans Pelicans organization because they obviously trade up for Derek Queen. You know, that's great. But they traded their unprotected first-round pick next year, which could be the number one pick.
That trade was wild. And okay, like,
he has more treble. Like, Brian sounds slow, like he's asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the difference I could tell.
Okay.
Yeah.
That trade for Queen, I love Queen. I hope it goes great. It was nuts. C-Dub 1906 via Twitter says, my bleep you goes to people that drive on the highway going slow in the fast lane. Then they have the nerve to move after you move to switch lanes to go around their ass. Just get out of the way in the first place. Question for the room. Let's say it's Beltway, so that's a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. And let's say it's moving, which is a damn miracle when that happens.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the appropriate speed in the fast lane and then the second fastest lane?
You're in the second lane. If you're in the fast lane, you should not be doing 55. You should be doing 60.
70.
65, because they give you up to 10.
Yeah, yeah. I think 65, 70, right?
All right, go cool. 70, you might get
I'm not saying getting pulled over, but like, what's keeping up with traffic? 65, 70?
65, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you think it is in that next lane over?
That's the speed limit.
That's where you do 55.
Okay.
And then the right lane is for the people.
And then you move your little ass out the way.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's wild if I'm going 65, 70, and a dude just comes up right on your ass like, hey, you're going slow. Like, dog, I'm 15 over. Chill out.
Yeah, but you know, just get over. If he roll up on you, move over. That's all you got to do.
I do, but like, then all of a sudden you're cutting somebody off that's going, I don't know. It's a complicated thing, man.
I only have compassion for old people on the road. If you are young and capable of driving and you are hindering the flow of traffic, I'm going to be pissed off at
Greg
you.
Said 80.
Kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Very crazy.
just that drive.
We're going to keep the quiet part the quiet part.
If you're doing 80 and a 70, they may not stop you. If you're doing 80 and a 55, they stopping you, dog.
Virginia locking you up.
Yeah. That's
reckless driving.
J-Dogs forever.
All day.
Stay north of that river, Jeff. Well, the good part of speeding in Virginia, in the Tysons Corner area, it's physically impossible.
Yeah, you can't speed.
You're lucky to go 17 miles an hour. Oh, bleep you to the...
You're lucky to go 20 miles per hour anywhere in Virginia. There's always a congestion. It's always congestion there, bro.
95 South driving to Kinlock last week. How was that drive, B?
All fail.
that was bleep you city right there.
Or that, where did we off. Go, B? You, Greg, and I, where did we go play golf at?
You went out front west. Royal. Yeah.
Man.
No, no, we went to
front never,
Royal.
I never been
no,
so
we
tempted.
Went to, we went to... That was in Gainesville.
I just know it was far. I've never been so tempted to, you know, them little white things that separate the.
Y'all went through them?
I was so tempted to just drive through them.
Don't do that. That ticket is big.
It was so much traffic. Bleep Virginia's traffic.
That ticket is huge, Jeff. Don't do that one.
Yo, the Maryland Beltway ain't exactly easy either. Who bleep you to the powers that be that built the Beltway to come down to two lanes at Connecticut Avenue where the 270 spur comes in.
Bleep you to the powers that did the same thing to 295 where it goes into Baltimore coming down from D.C. to Baltimore. It go to two lanes for no reason.
Bleep you to whatever happens at Georgia Avenue on the Beltway. Like, why? Why is it always stopped at Georgia Avenue? What is happening? Are they giving away free pizza? Like,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is happening? Drive your cars. Who's ready to get weird? Hello, Commander. Who you mad at?
I was about to say.
Today, I'm mad at JP. I'm not mad at JP.
My guy.
I'm not even mad at Mitch at all. I'm mad at Jeff, you know?
Why are you mad at Jeff?
I'm mad at Jeff because he needs to start playing that Michael George straight stuff, you know? George Michael, I gotta have faith, man. You gotta have faith on me, man. Please, man. I know I can't use that bleep, 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 bleep words, you know. I'm being nice, but I'm learning. You guys take care.
You have take fun. Care too, brother.
Hold on. Who is Michael? I thought his name
George
was
George Michael, you talking about?
I thought his name
George
was
Michael. Gotta have faith.
Keep singing, Commander.
Isn't it a George Strait?
That's not George Strait that sing that song.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. He combined him. He was like Michael George Strait. I was like, where did he come from?
Commander's from a special place. Thank you, Commander. Always great to hear from you.
But
Zuzu, he moved all the way to California to listen to us every day.
That's how he starts his morning.
P1.
Pours a tequila sunrise and listens to the boys.
We need to get him one of those
meter.
Meters, yeah.
I don't know if we're allowed. Matt Stafford on the line. What's up, Matt?
JP and B. Mitch, on Twitter, you got the two columns, for you and following.
Sure.
You can click one of the two feeds you want to view. And all the best people I follow, all their best tweets, they put them in for you. Problem is, when you go to for you, it's crowbarred in debauchery and violence. I don't want to see any of that. So the programmers of X keep all the stuff I want to see on my following and bleep you.
Matt, can I give
you
some...
Hope you all followed that.
Can I give you some news, bruh?
Huh?
X is a... it's called UGC platform, user-generated content. So if that for you is popping up with all of that, you might want to change what you're looking at on the internet.
Yes. Why is all the best stuff from B. Mitch and JP and the junkies all on for you, not on my following?
Ah.
No, you know what, though? I think they throw this stuff at us on purpose. They're trying to tear down our mental game. Sometimes you got to shut the social media off, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the lesson.
That's the lesson, man. Appreciate the call, Matt. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate y'all.
I want to be chill in my commentary. I'm going to try to listen to Big Bro B. Mitch on this one.
All right. Let's see if you listen.
However, with what's going on at RFK Stadium, you have these politicians keep saying, we support it, we just need more time, we support it, we just need more time. If you actually need more time, like you all have staffers, you got stuff. If you're just trying to get some political gain, which is what I fear is what's happening, bleep you, dude. Like,
I've been telling you that's what they're doing.
I'm getting more and more frustrated by this process, and I'm getting more and more reminders of the Nats Park process when it was like everybody took it to the finish line for no real reason. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I just...
Because they have time to play with, dog. And that's what you don't get. Politicians, they have time to spare. They don't care about how what you're dealing with, how you want stuff to happen. They have time to spare. They can say, I need more time. Guess what they do? They just sit down all day and look at papers.
Let's go to Zeke in Southeast. Zeke usually brings it. Zeke, who you mad at?
I'm mad at all you Bammers, man.
Why?
Hey, because I'm an OG, man. And listen, ain't no fast lane or slow lane. It's all the same lanes on the Beltway, 55 miles an hour. If you want to go fast and I'm in the other one lane, you go around me. Ain't no such thing as a fast lane, slow lane. The reason why I say that because I got 10 points on my license for speeding.
Damn, Zeke, relax.
Get him, Jeff. Hey, Zeke.
Yeah,
if you drive, see, I'm a driver. Anything within an hour is close to me. But if you look right on the highway, it says on a white sign with an outline box, it says faster traffic to the left lane. And uh-huh. So it is a fast lane on the highway.
In your ruler, not in your urban area, not in the DMV. It's nowhere in the DMV. Maybe you're going down North Carolina, South Carolina. Yeah, I see it down there. I don't see it around here. Yeah.
All right, next time I drive past one in Maryland, I'm going to take a picture for you, all right? Uh-huh.
Take a picture of it. All right, but anyway, give us OGs a little break. You know, if you got to go around me. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Zeke.
I said that, Zeke. I said I only have compassion for older people. Like, if I'm like, yo, why are you driving so slow? And I'm in my car because...
Hold on, Jeff. I'm going to ask you a question because I think I need to ask this. What the hell you consider old?
If you're driving slow and I see that when I come up...
Because I'm older than you. You won't ever get past me.
One thing I used to do it. I used to look at people in their car and be like, yo, what are you doing? But now... Too many people driving around with guns and stuff. I don't want to get into none of that. But
Hold on. We got one that I need to make sure we get in. We're going to run out of time here.
Okay.
Big Tony's in Bethesda. Big Tony, keep it clean. Lord, who you mad at? Mercy.
Why this guy?
Hey, man, look here.
Big Tony, you sound like you're underwater.
Tony, what kind of phone you have, dog?
He's probably in the woods somewhere.
I tried, Big Tony. We have a billionaire on the line. Jera is in Arlington. Hello, Jera.
Jera, who you want to bleep?
Dad, who do you think I want to bleep, Brian? That damn drunk old commando. isn't he in California? I mean, isn't he 3 hours behind us? Like, when the show starts, it's like 7 a.m., and that bastard calls in drunk? Listen, I couldn't understand a damn thing he said, but I'm going to rename him. He's now Commando Liverwurst because he's got the worst liver in the world. I got to go.
Goodbye, Jera.
Right. Jera, come in, throw blows, and leave.
Steve is in Maryland. Steve, who you mad at?
You and B. Mitch.
For what?
You must be kidding me, bitching about driving down 95 to go play at Kenlock? You're complaining about going to Kenlock?
Yeah, we can play because it took a ride that should take you an hour and a half took damn near 3 hours.
Okay, it
took
me 3 hours. Then. Don't go. Just don't go play Kenlock then. What's wrong with you two?
Hey, I complained because I was late.
Yo, I beat B-Mitch there. Man. You know something's up when I'm first.
Hey.
I mean, if you're complaining about going to Kenlock, you've got issues, bro.
There was no complaint about Kenlock.
No,
it was
ever.
A complaint about being on that road. Why the hell is it that you fly till you get close right at Stafford, and all the way they got about 8 lanes and it's still slow? What the hell's going on?
I don't work for VDOT, man. But you're playing at Kenlock. Suck it up.
Thank you, Steve. All right, we're gonna try Big Tony one more time. Big Tony, hopefully your phone works. Who you mad at?
Hey, man, is this joint working now?
No, it's your phone, fool.
We hear you.
All right, look here, man. I'm bleeping Verizon, first of all, for making my phone sound like that. Second of all, for making me miss. Dude, I lost so many contacts. And the third one goes to Jeff B. Mitch because I told him I lost all my contacts.
Hold on. No, I was aura farming earlier, and you sent me that when I was on live, so I couldn't go to it. I apologize.
You were doing what earlier?
Aura farming. That's the new thing.
What's aura farming?
Well, I don't need to farm because I'm already cool enough. But it's just when you, I would say, you put on a personality for the people that's not usually yours. But I was aura farming a professional golfer earlier, like I was good.
You are never going to be able to do that one, so stop.
Yeah, somebody called, one of my friends hyped me up and was like, man, who you think you are, Tiger Woods? I hope you play like him. And I lied and I said I do. And I've been aura farming ever since.
That was definitely a lie right there.
I mean, it wasn't too bad.
It was pretty bad, dude.
That was a hell of a lie.
I wanted to add one more before we run here. Watching the draft last night, they went to commercial every time the Wiz were about to pick. And it drives me nuts. They do that. When the 18th pick was coming up, I was trying to get Lauren to stick with it, right? I was watching with my wife, and I was like, babe, they're about to pick. And then they go to commercial. She's like, I'm going to bed. Like, she just had enough. And she was correct, man. I don't know why they do that specific to the Wiz, but damn, it's annoying.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.